producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. All about fairness. There are people, I've made comments about this. It works on both sides all around. The idea that in a political world, you will offend somebody if you take a position on the other side of their political morality, if that's what it is. And there are people, one of the people that has a radio station that carries this program, got a call from somebody who was on the left side of things, a magazine that they carry in their community. The person who had the subscription to this magazine wasn't happy because they're not open-minded. There is, and then we know that. I'm dealing with that all the time. Radio stations and companies. You remember the story, Roberta, when I'm trying to remember, Richie, you may be better at this than I am in remembering exactly when it happened, but it was quite a while ago. I'm going to guess. This would have been, I don't know, 14, 15 years ago, the radio station in Benton, Arkansas that carried us got a call from the marketing manager at Walmart.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had said something.
And Doug was on the rollback pricing, right?
Well, yeah.
He was on one of his Walmart rants.
I was on one of my Walmarts.
Destroying America, you know.
Right. Because I'm a farmer, and they've destroyed a lot of small town businesses and stuff like that, and people say, well, they've helped people save money in these communities. I don't know. You have to weigh it. It's like
I make up for it. Look, I'm a Target and Walmart shopper, so, you know, so it's like our yin and our yang. So there you go.
Okay, well, you know, again, it applies to politics. It applies to my agricultural roots and my dislike for Monsanto. And then here, Walmart is great at giving me opportunities to take shots. And so, by the way, in terms of, if you haven't ever heard the story about Walmart, I had said something, as Richie just suggested, that wasn't flattering. And Walmart was spending money at that time advertising on the program. And so the local station got a call from the person that was the marketing director of Walmart, and then the station called the syndicator, or not the syndicator, somehow or other, it got back to the buyer. This is a moderately complicated scenario, and you don't have to know all about what's in the weeds, but the bottom line is that they wanted me to apologize for what I said. And I said I wouldn't apologize for what I said. In fact, I underscored what I had said again. And because in my heart, in my mind, it was true. And if I'm going to be pushed around by the money from the advertisers, I'm going to be influenced by their money, then everything I say on the air is hypocrisy. Because when I talk about politicians and how corrupt they're becoming because of the money that's spent by interests, whether it's Monsanto, I mean, it's everywhere. It's the electric companies. It's the Wall Street people. It's everywhere. And the money is coming into the coffers in unprecedented amounts. Billions of dollars is going to be used to bribe members of Congress and the Senate this year. And that's all it is. It's a complete bribe. It's looking for access. That's the reality of it. So if I can't talk about all this, we'd have basically nothing to talk about.
Right, exactly.
Because there's so much corruption. So when I get a toot from somebody who's upset because I'm talking about Monsanto, I just say, I'm sorry that you feel that way. But, you know, if we don't have this conversation, it happened to the guy who's close to us that said he agreed with my position. And most people do when you think it out. The Monsanto thing is about whether you have a choice to choose your own food, the kind of food you want, and how do you know if it's not labeled? All I want is to have labels. You choose whatever you want. But I want to see a label as to where it came from and what's in it. That's what I want to see. And the law, by the way, requires that you have a nutritional label on everything that's sold. So if it has a nutritional label and the impact of nutrition is affected by how it's grown or where it comes from, why isn't that there just as a matter of course? Because Monsanto and their ilk don't want you to know, because you wouldn't choose it if you knew. That's the bottom line. Have you got any common sense? So, all right, along comes the latest Walmart routine. That's what I was building up to. There's a...
Let's just take on everybody this morning.
Okay. All right. The fellow who runs Walmart is a guy named Doug McMillan. He's been in Bentonville all his life. Most of the people that run Walmart are friends of the family. They've been there all along. They either knew Sam, worked for Sam, you know, that kind of stuff. They're still around. Anyway, he said today that they at Walmart are going to improve their standing with customers no matter what. Well, so how's it working out so far? Not so great, at least not yet. This is the largest retailer in the world. You know that. The latest Consumer Satisfaction Index, ACSI, is out today, and Walmart ranks last among department stores. Dead last. They also rank worst among the supermarkets and health and personal care stores. So there's a survey that affects the department stores, discount stores, supermarkets, that sort of thing, health care, because Walmart wants to be everything to everybody, and they're nothing to nobody because they're at the bottom. So how do they stay in business? How is it that Bernie Sanders can get up and say the Walmart family is the richest family in America, and we need to take their money away from them? So if the service is so bad, how come those people are so wealthy? Where's the disconnect here? If people don't like... It's like me flying American Airlines. Their service sucks.
It's the prices. That's all they care about.
Well, it isn't even that in America.
I'm just so invested. I cannot get my wife not to go to Walmart.
It's so much cheaper.
Right. Yeah. I'm like...
Well, what are you buying? It's crap that you're buying.
She buys soap and shampoo. Yeah. And
that's what it really saves you a lot of money on.
Go to Target and get the same stuff for about the same price?
And in fact, look, I love Target.
How much more expensive is it?
And not it's a lot more either.
Is it really?
I love Target. I go to Target a lot. I could stay in Target for hours. Mm-hmm. But when I used to wear contact lenses, I don't anymore because I had LASIK surgery, but Walmart had the cheapest, I mean, and that's where I kind of discovered it. As far as contact solution, it was $2 or $3 cheaper than anybody else I could ever find. And so that's where I think they really make a killing is on those beauty and personal items.
And my wife she doesn't care. All I want is a price.
The AC...
I can't walk into a Walmart. It is so...
I've never been in a Walmart.
Dark.
Never. All right.
Well, I don't know. The ones in Louisiana are beautiful. The ones in the New Orleans
Walmart
are beautiful.
And white flag on the play. Maybe I believe you've never been to Walmart, but I know you've been to McDonald's because I know you've had their shakes.
Or their fish.
Oh, I went in to buy one for Ed. Yeah, I didn't really do that. Yep. Yeah, you're right.
One of the problems is for a lot of places, and that includes here in New Orleans where I am right now, there are few places to shop where you can get everything at once other than Walmart. They just don't exist.
There's nothing there. No room for that kind of stuff.
Even if you go out into the suburbs, you'll have the malls with the big box stores, but still Walmart rules here.
Yeah.
I mean, and believe me, I hate walking into it, but if I need something, it's the only game in town.
You know where they're brilliant.
So remind me to go into a Walmart store. I'll take my video.
And they're nice. Actually, they're quite nice here.
This is where they're brilliant.
Walmart.
Is that they're helping the poor, Doug.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're helping the people that don't have a lot of money.
Right.
You got to save the Walmart. Bernie Sanders for Walmart. Huh. Helping the poor.
Is Bernie Sanders for Walmart? What is he for?
I would imagine that he would not speak up against Walmart.
Really?
I would imagine that his constituency that he's trying to reach.
He's against choice. So I would imagine something like Walmart.
He's against choice?
Yeah. He wants you to have one deodorant. He said he thinks that there's too many deodorant brands on the market.
All right. So here are the...
That's your candidate, Roberta.
All right. Richie.
Yeah.
We've got 60 seconds here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go through all of the top 15 according to the ACSI rating. All right. You ready for this, everybody?
Sure.
The rankings, I'll start at the bottom and go to the top. These are the department stores, discount stores, ranking by this study of the American Consumer Institute. Ready?
Sure.
Walmart, number 15. Sears, number 14. Macy's, 13. Ross, Dress for Less, 12. JCPenney, 11. Dollar General, 10. Target, 9. May, is it Major Meyer? How do you pronounce that? I don't know that store chain.
Don't know it.
Meijer. Yeah, they're up in the they're upper Midwest, I think. They're in the 8th position. Dollar Tree, 7. Kohl's, 6. Belk Stores, 5. What does that mean? All others. I don't know what that means. Fred Meyer, 3. Dillard's, 2. The most popular store in the country for customer service is Nordstrom's. 82% rating.
Right, yeah.
Walmart gets a
kissing butt when you walk out of that store because they're killing you.
Well, you can take back anything, and they will never question
it. Needless markup is in the category with a 4. Some of those other, Bloomberg. What am I looking for? The blue with a big, what's the big?
Kmart.
No. Big, expensive department store that begins with a B. Who is that, Roberta?
Bloomingdale's.
Bloomingdale's, thank you.
Bloomingdale's.
Ding, ding, ding. I said Bloomingdale's.
Are there even Bloomingdale's around anymore?
Yeah, in the upscale market. Nordstrom's and Bloomingdale's. Yeah, not a lot of them anymore.
But not in my mall.
No. But that's because they're pricey. And people, but you don't see Walmarts in any malls either. They're all self-standing.
Yeah, no.
They don't want to be in a mall. The malls won't have them.
Walmart, Home Depot, and Target, and Petco or PetSmart are the cornerstones of every big box shopping center.
Yeah, you can see a lot of pet. Is it PetSmart or Petco?
Either one. Take your choice.
Yeah. Man, what a business that is. Woof. What I love to be in. That is a business. You wouldn't believe how those, any pet thing is fantastic. It's 19 past the hour here on Good Day.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
I'm Bob Dorico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Yosemite National Park in California is known as one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Its spectacular granite cliffs and waterfalls inspired Native Americans to call the place Awani, meaning place of the gaping mouth. So in 1927, when the Park Service opened a beautiful hotel in Yosemite, they named it the Awani. One of its early employees was an aspiring photographer named Ansel Adams. Over the years, the Awani has been threatened by forest fires and storms, but it has always survived, until now. You see, the company hired by the federal government to run the hotel 23 years ago has lost its contract, and it's suing the United States, saying it owns the trademark on the name Awani. So, while the hotel itself will survive, the name won't. Let's be fair, the Park Service says the name wasn't part of the deal with the company, but will the iconic hotel where Queen Elizabeth and John F. Kennedy once stayed is now being renamed. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Let's see, we're at 24 minutes after the hour. Today's video of the day at DougSteffen.com is from the folks at Mashable. They present Eva Longoria, who performs the Spice Girls' Wannabe as a soap opera star. Listen, we got to watch it. It's really cool.
It's the 30th anniversary of the song, so she wanted to do it as a soap opera, right. Like soap opera people would.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want. So tell me what you want. What you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want. So tell me what you want. What you really, really want. I want a hat! I want a hat! I want a hat! I want to really, really, really want to ziggy zigga. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you want to be my lover, you got to give. Taking is so easy. Wait in. I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want. So tell me what you want. What you really, really want. I want a hug. I want a hug. I want a hug. I want a hug. I want a really, really, really want a big, big hug.
That's silly.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It makes you realize how stupid these lyrics are.
Yes,
lyrical geniuses, Spice Girls.
All right. So, you know, she's back.
In telenovela, which is maybe why she's doing soap opera ratings.
Right,
I think.
And it's really a pretty funny show.
Well, I saw a little bit of it. I can't confess to understanding what they're. I mean, I get the gist of it, but I don't understand.
I thought it was much better than I expected. And the other one that goes with it is Superstore. Speaking of big box stores.
Oh yeah, what? Yeah.
very funny.
Oh,
it's about a Walmart. It's great.
What goes on? It's just all drama.
All the people. It's a comedy, but it's all the people that
work
at
the conflict? We've decided we got to have anything that's successful in terms of any kind of media.
Well, each episode
movies,
is
TVs,
different.
This radio show, there's got to be conflict.
The manager of the store is kind of a softy and lets everybody push him around, and he's kind of this real religious guy. And the head security guard, she's this bullish woman who thinks everybody's trying to steal something. And then you have your young guy and girl. America Ferrara. It's really funny show.
She was in the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Huh. Really?
It was her big claim to fame.
And she was in that other show with Eva Longoria, actually.
Yeah. Ugly Betty.
Yes.
Okay. So, you're just talking about something that made me think. We haven't talked about the Pope and the whole business about whether he should be talking about capital punishment, global. You know, he's called for the global abolition of the death penalty, saying, thou shalt not kill applies to the guilty as well as the innocent. He's got a point there. And I wonder why it is. I have stayed away from it, not purposely. I just have stayed away from it because I think it's being discussed enough. And I really don't want to get into the whole conversation about him and Trump. But maybe, I don't know. Do I need to talk about this, or do you think most people have a handle on it? You're right.
They got a handle on it.
The Pope position is right to be saying the death penalty is wrong, because it really is. But those of us who are human, and not like the Pope necessarily, every once in a while think that vengeance has its place. And that's the only place I think the death penalty ought to get used for somebody who does. Like this guy who shot up everything in Kalamazoo, you know, the best thing to do with him is gonzo. So, food for thought. 28 after on Good Day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I know a lady who set up an interior design business and was doing quite well, her business growing quickly. But the established design industry didn't like the competition. Its lobbyists convinced the state legislature to pass a requirement that all designers had to be certified by their National Trade Association. That effectively meant nobody new could get into that business, at least not without paying expensive dues to a non-governmental organization. But this lady looked through the lens of liberty and realized such an abuse of state power amounted to a subsidy for some and a prohibition for others. She fought the law and defeated it, leaving her and other aspiring designers free to enjoy the pursuit of happiness as our founders intended. One dedicated citizen can be a powerful force for freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-206-6336. 1-800-206-6336. 1-800-206-6336.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. you will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Program with Doug Steffen and my friends Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. We're all married in the mind. We have, and we are like married couples, married groups. We agree on some things and we disagree on other things. There are very few of us who have any intelligence at all, any IQ, the matter in the brain that gets beyond 80, who don't find what I'm about to discuss with you completely offensive. Completely offensive. Food news in a manner of speaking. The United States Senate is considering a bill this week that is the culmination of lots of work done by people on both sides to either get this done or get it killed. So far, those of us who want to get it killed haven't had a lot of success because we don't have as much money as Monsanto does and their pals. It's the so-called DARK Act, appropriately named because if passed, it will cast a dark pallor over the plains. You know, the promo that you see for Independence Day with those big, huge objects flying over America, destroying things. Those, they should have the Monsanto logo on the side of them because that's basically what Monsanto is about. Returning us to the Dark Ages. So the Dark Act, which would prohibit state labeling of genetically engineered foods, is Monsanto's dream bill. This is just what they want. And so far, because they got this through the House, they're using the dough that they have to influence the campaign coffers, and what a year to do it. So the place for this to stop is in the Senate. Your job, should you decide you want to be able to eat food and be free of the encumbrance of having a gentle, a giant consortium of really horrible companies like Monsanto trying to control the food supply in the world. Your senators need to hear from you so you can oppose this bill and any other attempt to keep foods from being labeled. Don't you want to know what you... Aren't you tired of fighting against these people? This is the sign of corruption that we're all talking about. This is why Donald Trump gets traction. This is why Bernie Sanders gets traction. Mm-hmm. Because of this kind of stuff. So, if you've already taken action, it's really important that you go to your senators again. They need to hear from you. And if you go to farmtoconsumerlegaldefensefund.org, you'll find a letter in there. You can just click on it and either rewrite it the way you want, or you can just sign the letter as presented. It'll get into the coffers of the people who need to hear from you. Senator Roberts of Kansas has filed a bill on behalf of Monsanto, and he's the chairman of the Agriculture Committee. So you
and,
can.
And what party does he represent?
He's a Republican.
Thank you.
Oh, well, there's plenty of Democrats.
Roberta, she loves that.
Yeah, but there's plenty of Democrats that have been corrupted by this.
There's a lot of Republicans, too.
So what's your point?
There's a lot of politicians who have been
Politicians
corrupted.
Are corrupt. Both sides. Completely corrupt.
Abhorrence. The whole thing is abhorrent.
So anyway, there's a committee hearing scheduled for Thursday of this week. That's why time is of the essence. When Jennifer sent me her read on this yesterday, I said I was already on it because I am and have been. There's a reason why this bill is called the Dark Act. It would prohibit any state from labeling GMOs, make federal labeling voluntary, which, to be clear, it already is. Not a single product is labeled as containing genetically engineered ingredients. Not one product in this entire country is labeled so that you know whether it's GMO. If you want to eat GMO foods, that's your right. That's your decision. That's up to you. If you want to eat that crap, that's you make that decision. But to not be able to make the decision based on knowledge is corrupt and criminal, and that's what so much of this government is all about. This is as bad as anything. When the government starts telling you what you can eat and what you can't eat, this guy Roberts and the people in Israel should be run out of town on a rail.
You know what DARK stands for? Deny Americans the Right to Know.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to get to that. Thank you, Roberta.
Okay.
So take action. This is, believe me, even if it isn't, you don't care about GMO foods or even like GMO foods. That isn't the question here.
Anytime the government is telling you to deny or is wanting to deny information, that's the problem. It does. If you don't care about food, if you don't care about whatever the issue is, when the government's trying to hide things from us, that's the issue.
Yeah.
And you know what the bill is called? The Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act.
Yeah.
It's a typical where they label the bill completely opposite to what it actually is.
Hmm. Well, it's a problem that a lot of people are confronting, and it doesn't make any difference whether you're in a big community or a small community. Where you are, it's something that is really an important position for people to be in. And the money just carries the day. It does. The money carries the day.
And some of the statistics that I saw that 90% of the nation's corn and soy crops are GMO, are genetically modified. 90%.
All right.
Is it possible to even get corn that's not genetically modified?
Yes, I do. I get open pollinated seed from a farm in Pennsylvania. I have three sources, one in Ohio, one in Indiana. I'm sorry, one in Illinois and one in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
But if you're buying corn in the supermarket.
Well, you don't know.
All
I want to know is, no, I want to know. I don't care.
90%.
This is not about, or ought not to be about Monsanto. And the people who are listening from Monsanto who get upset about this really isn't about you. This is about, you don't want people to be able to make a choice. That's un-American. You do what you want to do that's good for your business. I'm not in the way of that. I just think people ought to know, and that's been my stance all along. And because Monsanto is behind the move to keep you from knowing, that's why it becomes a problem. But under the circumstances, I don't see how, you know, it's any more or less passionate. I'm very passionate about it, and I think that a lot of other people ought to be passionate as well. What say you? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Folks, think about it. Now, all right, in the food department, here's something else. This is a question of what's right and wrong as well. People who are poor in our country, we're trying to help those who honestly deserve being helped versus those who don't deserve to be helped.
Mm-hmm.
This is on the legislative side of things. Matter of fact, this congressman's from New York, Patty Ritchie. Patty Ritchie has introduced a bill that, if it passes, would keep families who are getting welfare, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP.
Right.
You would be restricted from purchasing steak and lobster, luxury food items. Proposal falls in line.
Luxury food.
I was going to say, I mean, I get lobster maybe, but steak?
Yeah, but steak.
Depends on what kind of steak it is.
Here's the thing. Until you start, I'm okay with buying stuff in the grocery store. But, you know, the thing that I think people should really talk about is you can use those EBT cards at restaurants. Because for me, restaurants going out, I grew up, that was a treat. That was something special to go out. I know my dad the same way, and my grandparents raised us that way. I don't know. I mean, if you buy something in the grocery store, I don't think I'm going to fault you for it. But really, I mean, to use it in restaurants, I think that's where we need to start.
Mm-hmm. Restaurants.
Don't you think?
Why are they going to restaurants?
That would include fast food places, too, though. You know, the menus at McDonald's, the $5 menus at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
They have steak in them?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, they can go to Taco Bell. You just can't get the steak burrito. Luxury item.
All right, but you understand the gist of the...
Yeah.
It'll get twisted around. Like the GMO thing gets twisted around, but I think the GMO thing is much more direct. 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons. I lost my mom to Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's is a brutal reality for more than 5 million Americans. No one knows that better than their caregivers and families who suffer too. Research is needed to find treatments and cures faster. You can help fight Alzheimer's disease by visiting BrainHealthRegistry.org. Brain Health Registry collects vital research information online for free. So do your part. I'm doing mine.
Help find Alzheimer's cures faster by visiting BrainHealthRegistry.org.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I know a lady who set up an interior design business and was doing quite well, her business growing quickly. But the established design industry didn't like the competition. Its lobbyists convinced the state legislature to pass a requirement that all designers had to be certified by their National Trade Association. That effectively meant nobody new could get into that business, at least not without paying expensive dues to a non-governmental organization. But this lady looked through the lens of liberty and realized such an abuse of state power amounted to a subsidy for some and a prohibition for others. She fought the law and defeated it, leaving her and other aspiring designers free to enjoy the pursuit of happiness as our founders intended. One dedicated citizen can be a powerful force for freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
In the news, how much weight loss is enough? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Patients often say to me, I'm 20, 40, 60 or more pounds overweight. weight. I'll never get it off. I'm not going to be the weight I was in senior high. Not going to happen. With that fatalistic approach, they sit back and just, well, pack on more pounds. The question is, how many pounds do you need to shed before you see health benefits? Here's the thing. A new study out shows, without a shadow of a doubt, losing only 5% of your body weight means big health benefits, as in less heart attacks and less chance of becoming diabetic. DCOC advice, nowhere is it written that as you age, you're destined to pack on the pounds at the expense of your health. So if you're 200 pounds, 5% is only 10 pounds. If you're 300, that's 15 pounds. You can do that. I know you can. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever.
All right, let's see what else is happening here. It's 46 past the hour on Good Day. Those of you who drive Lexus sedans.
I know where the story is going, and I don't like it. Yes, I have a Lexus. And yes, it's a 350, but it's a GS, not an ES.
Oh. All right. The folks who drive Lexus sedans top the list of ticket magnets. Most likely to get stopped for traffic violations, the Lexus ES300. Those people buying and driving a Buick Encore are the least likely to get a ticket for traffic violations. Last year's ticket magnet was the Subaru WRX. Got the most tickets. Data released.
Anybody speeding past you in a Buick? Although I'm not getting okay,
the Buick's actually pretty good these days.
I know they actually look pretty darn sexy. Yeah. The Buicks now. Yeah. All right. I'll back off.
Well, you don't have to back off. It just is. It's interesting how it changes, and depending on where you are in the world, not only the kind of car that you drive, but who gets stopped.
I mean, a Buick used to be known to be like. I mean, my grandparents were too young to have a Buick, but now they're pretty nice looking cars.
Yeah, they are. Remember the old. This now your father's Oldsmobile. Now that they're gone, you can say that about
Cadillac. Had a resurgence too. Remember Cadillacs? Yeah.
Cadillacs do nothing for me anymore.
Now they're wrapper cars.
Yeah, I had a few early in the 70s, and they were a good car.
I'd love to see this. You had a Caddy in the 70s. I'm sure you were rocking the corduroy.
I had. You're
probably quite the ladies' man.
I had, when I got divorced.
You had those leather patches on your elbows.
I had a leather jacket with a.
I'm sure you did.
With a furry collar, so I think
collar.
It existed until
like a mob. What is it?
When Meredith came in, that coat went.
Real fur, Dougie? Because you were such an animal.
No.
I
was
a little upset with
it. It was melting cloth or something like that, but it was not real fur. It was something, but it was
mutton
cloth. Whatever it was. So I had a Cadillac Eldorado.
Could you picture him?
No, I'm not picturing any of this. He's got a furry leather collar jacket with a fur collar.
Yep. In his Cadillac Eldorado.
Were you a pimp? I mean, what is wrong with you?
Pants? Could you imagine?
I had dress
corduroys.
I
was just in this business with a couple of nice
corduroys.
I had a couple of nice pairs of corduroys. Turtlenecks.
Corduroys.
Yeah, right.
Turtlenecks.
Corduroys.
When you were trying to be fancy, you had the suede elbows too. Right. No.
Yep. Oh yeah. The jackets with the suede patches.
Oh yeah. When you're trying to look nice, classy.
If you earn less than $20, all right. Come on. Let's keep moving.
Go out for a tour.
If you earn less than $20 an hour.
How you doing, sweetie?
All right, should I just give up on this and let you two guys?
You want to work for me, baby?
I'm going to sit here for 60 seconds and listen to the two of them have their fun. Go ahead.
Well, now it's not going to be yourself. Fun anymore. If you go away, it's not fun.
Yeah. I'm just going to sit here and listen.
Oh, dear.
What did your horn play? La Cucaracha or Home on the Range? I'm guessing Home on the Range. Oh, Dougie's here. Time for my date. I'll be back late. Oh, if those Eldorado walls could talk.
It was a brown Eldorado, too.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yeah. You had white rim tires.
Yep,
well.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad.
White
I
walls.
Guess.
Yeah. I think I was 31, 32 years old at the time. So,
oh, my goodness.
It was a 1980 or 81. Yeah. It was an interesting car. I didn't say that much.
Yeah. Lots of room to stretch out, eh, Ducky?
All right, see, I gave them their 60 seconds, folks. They had their fun.
Probably had shag carpeting in it.
Had thick carpeting. It was actually had rich Corinthian leather.
Oh, I know.
All right, my belly hurts from the laughing. Thank you. 51, we all need a good belly laugh. 51 after on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
In the time for a discussion of travel news. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommer's Travel Guides, Frommer's.com, the most trusted name in travel. She and her dad, well, she hasn't been around. She's a young lady, but her father started this in 1957. You like that, Pauline? Did I do a nice job? That was pretty tactful, wasn't I?
Hold on there.
Where is she? Right after here. All of that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear
you. He was in the Army during the Korean War, and he got drafted. And everybody was nervous about, he got sent to Korea rather than, sent to Europe rather than Korea. And he started traveling around. Everybody was nervous because it was after World War II. Everything was still in rubble. But he found that the less he spent, the more fun he had. He wrote a little book called Europe on $5 a Day.
I remember that.
It changed his life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and changed the way people traveled.
And changed your life. What would you be doing if you weren't doing this?
I have no idea. I lucked into a great family business.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so what do you think of the idea of having a bench seat? You no doubt have seen the idea put forth by the crap can Airbus company of building airplanes that put bench seats in them so that heavy people could sit in a bench and two across instead of three, which is the normal one aisle. Well, actually, the new 787 is 333, so a double aisle. But is this something that...
Well, that's one of the patents that Airbus, I believe it is, has applied for. Mm-hmm. They apply for, 10 patents for everyone they end up building. I cannot believe that any passenger would... sit on a bench with me, would you?
Well, it's a bus. I mean, like a school bus, or we have seatbelts in it. I don't know. I think, and I brought this up because my own experience last weekend, as you know, most of the time I fly on American, not because I love them. As a matter of fact, I think you remember me bemoaning how ridiculous it is to try to work with them. They're so asinine with their customer service. They're outrageously bad. But I flew on Southwest from L.A. to Denver, and then Denver to Boston last week, and I sat on the last leg from Chicago to Boston. It was late in the night, Saturday night, 11 o'clock or 10:30 or something, and I sit in the seat. I get on early, so I get on the aisle, and this guy sits next to me who is so big he can't fit in the seat, and he falls asleep, and he lays on me to the point where I had to, even if I pushed him sort of back over, a little more than less gentle. And he woke up and went back to sleep again. So I get up and I walked around the plane for most of the trip because I didn't want to sit next to him. And so we've all had those experiences. You must have in your many years of flying.
Absolutely. You've earned your wings in heaven. I mean, what are you going to do? There was a time when they were charging people who were oversized.
Yeah, but they put them in the same seat. Well, I mean, did Southwest ever put people in two seats like that? How do you do that with the armrest?
They were the people who created the big hubbub by charging people for two seats if they were too big. Mm-hmm. I mean, the problem is that the airlines have turned us against each other. It is they who have shrunk the seats as Americans have gotten bigger and bigger. And so they've created this really
greedy bastards
situation of war in the sky.
Look at the... and now, on top of that, speaking of Southwest, they have attempted the fifth fare hike of the year, and apparently are getting away with it. $5 usually across the board on one-way trips. This is more of after the price of fuel is going down. Their profits, I don't mind. I want them to make money. But for God's sakes, I mean, at some point in time, make it easy for the customers to use your services instead of basically sticking it to them. And the increase in fares is one way of sticking to the price of tickets apparently up about $22 to $24 on average. Is that right for the last year?
They're actually down. It's the lowest prices since before 9/11.
Really?
They're down 8% worldwide, only 4% in the United States.
In comparison
to more than the rest of the world.
Yeah, in comparison to 2011.
A couple of years ago.
But if you look at what's going on from year to year, I think that's the circumstance. I just looked at the stat. 6% drop from the average price in 10 years ago. So, inflation is
better. It should be lower.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, they ought to be, but we pay for them, so it has nothing to do with the cost of running the airline. It's whatever they can get. It's competition. Nothing to do with what it costs them. Is it what is the public willing to pay for a seat? Yep. All right, Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer from Frommer's Travel Guide. Check them out at Frommer's.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.